The word of God for this day from the Old Testament reading in the book of Jeremiah, the 33rd chapter. In those days and at that time, I will cause a righteous branch to spring up for David. This is the word of God. Please be seated. Some days are more important than other days, because those are the days that shape the rest of our lives. So the day I graduated high school was an important day, but not as important as the day I was confirmed, because confirmation was a lifetime promise of fidelity to Christ and His Word and His people in the church. The day I went to seminary for the first time was important, but not as important as the day I was ordained, because ordination placed me into the vocation of holy ministry, which is my calling in life and affects everything about my life. The day I got engaged was important, but not as important as the day I got married, because marriage, not engagement, marriage is that lifelong holy bond that reflects Christ's love for the church that only death shall sever. But the Mount Everest day of my life, the day that towers above all other days, is the day I was baptized. Because baptism was my new birth into God's eternal family. And there is no day that shapes or defines my life more than that. It's who I am. God's own child. I gladly say it. I am baptized into Christ. Some days are more important than others, because those are the days that shape the rest of our lives. In our Old Testament reading today, Jeremiah speaks to the people of Jerusalem and of Judah, not just about important days, but about supremely important days. The days that he refers to as those days. Those days when the long-awaited Savior, God's Messiah, would come to this earth and bring justice and righteousness for his people. Now, in Jeremiah's time, those days were yet to come. As he says, the days are coming. But of course, in our time, those days have already come. On this very day, 2,000 years ago, God's Messiah was walking around in this world in human flesh. Jesus came, preaching the good news, healing the sick, driving out the demons, suffering and dying on a cross, rising on the third day, and ascending to His Father in heaven. Those are the days of which Jeremiah speaks. Those days when God walked among us visibly and won salvation for us. The most important days this world has ever seen. Those days are the very centerpiece, the very pinnacle of human history, because those are the days that bring meaning and hope to all other days before and since. But of course, most people are interested in their own days, in the right now needs of their lives. These are the days, they say. These are the days that really count to me. I got rent and a mortgage to pay. I got health concerns. I got all these cares of life, as Jesus called them. I got difficult boss. I got kids. I got to get to their sports and to their music lessons. I got a bathroom that needs to be remodeled and retirement investments to navigate. I've got political causes and mouths to feed and grass to mow and cars to fix and fences to mend. Jeremiah, enough about those days. What about these days? And you know, it is because of the press of present concerns, or as Jesus calls them, the concerns of daily life, it's because of those things that Israel turned aside from God and looked to other gods who promised them what they wanted, who promised them to address the needs of this day, gods who promised to make them prosper, to make their crops grow, to make the rain fall, gods who promised to protect them from danger or to multiply their herds and to make life better, and to do so now in these days, not someday off somewhere, but to make life better in these days. People don't want to hear about those days that seem to have so little connection to real life in these days. And in fact, today, to this very day, who are the most popular preachers? Not the ones like Jeremiah, who talk about those days of the Messiah and what His coming means in terms of repentance and faith and faithfulness and watchfulness. No. The popular preachers are the ones who talk about these days and all the principles that you can follow to make your life better today so that you will prosper and live your best life now. We haven't changed much. Well, finally, in Jeremiah's day, God's patience with Jerusalem ended. They had cast their lot with all of these false prophets who told them to live for these days, and they ignored God's true prophets who called them to live for those days, the days of His Messiah. And as punishment, God announced that He would bring the Babylonians against His own people. His mind was made up. Nothing was going to change it. And that's the historical setting of our Old Testament reading today. Jeremiah had just announced God's intention to destroy Judah at the hands of the Babylonians. But that announcement is immediately followed up by the promise that is our Old Testament reading today. "Behold, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will fulfill the promise I made to the house of Israel and the house of Judah. In those days and at that time, I will cause a righteous branch to spring up for David, and he shall execute justice and righteousness in the land. And in those days, Judah will be saved, and Jerusalem will dwell securely. And this is the name by which it, that branch, will be called: the Lord is our righteousness." So what kind of reaction do you suppose Jeremiah got for proclaiming this promise of God to the people? You would think they would respond with joy. But no. The people despised Jeremiah for speaking about those days. "Get out of here, Jeremiah, and take your irrelevant someday down the road promises with you. We don't need or want a God who helps us in those days. We're tired of a God who's always talking about the days are coming. But we want prophets who speak about these days, about the gods who are here to make our lives better today. Those are the gods we want. Those are the prophets we want." And it wasn't long before Jerusalem fell to the Babylonians, just as the prophet foretold. The beautiful city of God was laid waste. Her great walls were toppled, and that gorgeous temple was looted and destroyed. The king's sons, if you remember this, were killed right before his eyes, after which his eyes were gouged out, so that the last thing he ever saw was his sons being killed. And then he, as well as most of his fellow Judahites, were led away in chains, in exile, to far-off Babylon. And the majority of them, as you might imagine, thought the world had ended. Well, I guess when you worship a God for what He can do for you today, and today turns bitter on you, it's kind of hard to keep faith in that God. But among the few among them that still place their hopes in the God of Jeremiah, they were not disappointed at the present hardships of their life, because you see, they weren't living for these days. They were clinging to the promise of those days when God would forgive their iniquities and redeem their lives and bring them home. And you and I, one day we're going to meet those faithful people in the kingdom of God, and we're going to rejoice with them that in those days to which they looked forward and to which we looked back, in those days of the Messiah, God redeemed our lives and ended our exile. Those days, says the prophet, those days are coming. And 600 years later, it happened. Those days finally came when God's perfect timing brought to pass the coming of Jesus Christ. And God made that new branch sprout from the line of King David. And Jesus, God's own Son, was born on earth, born to Joseph and Mary of the lineage of David. And he came to Judah and to Jerusalem to fulfill every promise of God about those days. And He defeated enemies that are far more threatening than any Babylonian. He conquered death and sin and hell, restored our relationship with God in the forgiveness of our sins, and opened up to us the way to the new Jerusalem in His eternal kingdom. Those days between the conception and the ascension of Jesus Christ, those days are our source of true help and comfort. They are God's blessing to us then and now. Because you see, the significance of those days extends far beyond those days themselves. Whether you lived at the time of Jeremiah on that side of the cross, or whether you live in these present days in the New Testament on this side of the cross, the saving strength and the merciful favor of God for His people are anchored in those days, the days of His Christ. And this is why the church observes a church year, a liturgical year, so that we don't forget this. So that year after year we can go back and take a fresh look at those days, the days of Jesus. Look at them over and over again as we rehearse over and over the life that Christ lived for us in those days. And so from Advent to Christmas, Epiphany, Lent, and then Easter, and then Ascension and Pentecost, the scripture readings and the hymns are going to direct our attention to those days. Those days when heaven came down to earth. And the Son of God came to this world to save us for the next world. So some days are more important than others, because those are the days that shape the rest of our lives. But those days of which Jeremiah speaks, the days of the Messiah, those days are the Mount Everest days of human history. They are the days that matter the most, because those are the days when God revealed His true heart, His profound love for us, and the true meaning and the purpose and the goal of our existence. Because remember, Remember, not only do we need to consider those days of His coming in the flesh and rejoice in these days of His coming to us in word and sacrament, but there is yet another day that we have to think about. That day of His coming again to judge the living and the dead. That day of which Jesus said, "Straighten up, pick up your heads, because your redemption is drawing nigh." And on that day, He will raise me and all the dead. And He will give eternal life to all who in their days on this earth placed their hopes in those days of His life on this earth, His life and death for us. And thousands of God's saints on that day are going to rise out of the dust of the earth. And we will shine with them like the stars forever, Daniel tells us. And Jeremiah will be there, as well as all of those who trusted Jeremiah's words. In those days, Judah will be saved, and Jerusalem will dwell securely. And on that day, our Babylonian exile in this wasteland of sin and of trouble is going to come to an end. And God and His Messiah, King Jesus, will reign forever and ever. And He will at last establish justice and righteousness in this earth. That day is coming, Jesus promises, because He came in those days to save us. That day is coming. And so the Advent prayer of the church is this: stir up your power, O Lord, and come. Some days are more important than others. In Jesus' name, amen. May the peace of God that is beyond all understanding guard and keep your hearts and minds in Christ to life everlasting. Amen.